The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, better known as WEDIC, is in the limelight once again. State lawmakers in 2011 created the public-private agency that replaced the Department of Commerce. Back then, the Walker administration argued that WEDIC would be more efficient and create more jobs. However, since its inception, the agency has been plagued by problems of job creation and retention and accountability, to name a few. On Thursday, the State Budgets Committee tackled how to move forward with WEDIC. WUWM's Latoya Dennis listened in and joins us this morning. Good morning, Latoya.
Hi, Rachel.
So what did lawmakers decide should happen with the Economic Development Corporation?
Well, one of the biggest changes is removing Governor Walker as chair. Now the board is made up of people from the business community and lawmakers. And while Democrats maintain that Republican lawmakers were firing Walker, the GOP denies that claim. Senator Alberta Darling says that Walker asked to be removed because he felt he was more of a distraction.
He felt that if some of the members on that board feel like the group would be better off if he would not be the chair, that's leadership on his part. He feels that he is a factor that's not contributing to constructive dialogue, and he knows that that chemistry has to be changed. So I give him credit for doing it.
And do we know yet who will replace the governor as chair?
Not for sure, but it will be someone who already is a member of the board. Now, what we can say for certain is that whoever takes on the role is sort of in an uphill fight. Democratic Representative Gordon Hitt subbed up his party's concerns nicely. Hitt says that the agency has given money to companies that have outsourced positions, and in some cases, they don't even know what happened to the loans that were granted.
I mean, I wish we were debating the best way on how to improve our jobs agency, but I mean, you guys, we are talking about how to get our major jobs agency to follow the law, to find out where my, you know, constituents' tax dollars are, to find out why we keep giving money to organizations who then close and open factories somewhere else.
Now, Latoya, those are some pretty strong claims. Did you get a sense of how Republicans feel about the job that WEDIC is doing?
Yeah, you know, everyone agrees that there are problems within the agency. Republicans admitted that they have pretty serious concerns themselves, though none went further than GOP Representative Dean Knutson.
So I've got a confession to make. Yeah. Here it comes. See, I'm in the minority on this whole discussion, because I'm probably one of the few sitting up here, I really don't agree with the main mission of WEDC. I never really did.
Now, Knutson went on to say that he wished he'd never voted in favor of the legislation. He says it's time to reassess the mission of the organization because he believes it oversteps the boundaries of government. As of right now, though, the Finance Committee did vote to increase oversight of the agency and end WDEC's lending program.
Thank you very much, Latoya.
Thank you, Rachel.